I'm turning today to Psalm 127, some very well-known words. I trust they will be of challenge to us and speak to our hearts. Except the Lord build the house, they labour in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Here in this psalm, we have a word from a father to a son. And we often think of family relationships, and the relationship of a father to a son is a very important one, a very dynamic one, especially when it comes to the imparting of wisdom and knowledge and experience in life. Here we have that very relationship before us in this psalm, because the writer of this psalm, which we believe is David, is a word that is given to Solomon, his son. It's a word of a father to a son. It is a word of a king, we might say, to a coming king. But also, it's within the framework of a word of a sinner who knows the need of God, the forgiveness of God, the peace of God, one who is acquainted with the Lord's ways and has experience in the ways of God, to another one who, while would possess wisdom in abundance and would be the wisest of the fallen sons of men, is still an individual who would need above all else that true wisdom which is from above, and that wisdom which comes from God. And so that's how the psalm comes to us. And therefore, in the substance of the psalm, we see some very important things which come to light. What we might do when we look at the psalm is to summarize it as simply saying that all human effort is empty, it is vain, it is fruitless, it is pointless without the blessing and the presence of God in it. Well, that's quite a strong thing to say. And many people in our age would argue against that, and they will debate that, and they will say, well, surely there are many things that we can do, and there are good things that people are doing, and there are good causes to which people are contributing. Are you saying that there is nothing that can take place? And if it has not the blessing of God and the presence of God about it and God's favour upon it, then it's going to be empty and fruitless? Well, that's precisely what David is saying to Solomon here. And you think of all of the responsibilities that he would have and Solomon would have as a king. In focus here especially is the building of the house, which we assume to be the temple, but of course can point us to a spiritual building of the house of God. And there are so many parts of life which come unto focus and scrutiny within the psalm. And yes, David is saying this, the vanity of human efforts without God's blessing. Doesn't Solomon even remind us of that when he writes his own words after his own backsliding, and he had explored every part of this world and he had put his hand to everything and dabbled in all sorts of things, and he had to conclude, this was the message of the preacher, that vanity of vanities, all is vanity, saith the preacher. And we need to return back to this. It is the most important thing, which is largely being overlooked in our present age. And that's got to be of concern to us. Again, I am not for any moment, and I wouldn't dream of saying this, relegate or deny or not appreciate the human effort which we see in our present day. When you think of those who are in their workplaces, and some over the last weeks, we know that things may be starting to drop in terms of the rate of infection, and we're thankful for that. And over the weeks, we have seen people, and they've put themselves in risky situations, and we are grateful for those human efforts, and we're thankful for all of the kind gestures that people show one towards the other. And it's not as if we're going to come out and to sort of berate people for doing these things. But what we must not do, and this is where we have gone as a nation and a world, is that, and we do it all the time, we applaud men, we single out the individual, we praise an institution, we seem to put man upon a pedestal, and then we wonder why all these things are happening. And we wonder why we are where we are. And so the message of God's word from cover to cover is this message that we're not here to praise man, but we're here to seek God And surely one of the things that we must draw from all that we have been going through is this great need, this need to seek God in the midst of these days. Because without him, what are we? We're nothing, are we? Without God's blessing upon us, it's all going to be just sights and sounds and show. It's nothing without the Lord. And that is what I believe the psalm is stressing and emphasizing. Except the Lord, build the house. It's a message that we've carried through our life before this COVID-19 outbreak, and so we must carry it through afterwards. It's not as if it's to be a message just for now. This is the message for our lifetime. So let's remember some simple things. The psalm is not excluding earnest effort and fervent effort, and if anything, there is, I believe, the need for these things to be done. The Lord doesn't put his blessing upon indolence and idleness and lack of activity, but it's bringing God into the very centre of all things. And so I leave these thoughts with you. Here is a message for all walks of life. There are different things which are mentioned here. The building of the house, I mentioned most likely a thought regarding the temple. That would be Solomon's temple. But it's, again, surely a picture of the church, the picture of our life, the need of God to build the house of God. It's a question to ask, isn't it? You know, what state we're in. What we need is the Lord to build the house again. The Lord to repair the breaches, the Lord to raise up the stones which have fallen down. You think of Jerusalem's walls. Whenever the Babylonian siege, they had to go back, they had to repair the walls, they had to build the temple. And there's a sense in which that's what we might have to go back to do. We need to build our lives again. We need to build up, and we can't build up without God. We can't establish anything without God. It will just be empty. It might look wonderful, it might seem wonderful, but it won't be anything. Except the Lord build the house, they labour in vain that build it. It's a word for every walk of life. The building of the house, the watching of the city, even the reference there of work in verse 2, rising up, sitting up late, doing all that a person can. But what, filled with anxiety? No, the Lord has given us a sleep and peace and contentment by resting on him. The children, which are an heritage of the Lord, the household of the individual, it's all there. Every walk of life, except the Lord build. We need him, Christian, in all that we are. It's a message that should alarm us. It alarms me. It's possible to be doing so much and doing nothing at all. To be very busy and with nothing to show for it. And so I ask this question to myself, and I ask it to you. We need the Lord in every part. We need him. The watchman had an important job, to watch for the impending attacks, any fires that were breaking out. But he was powerless to do anything, even if he would see and spot and alarm. Because unless the Lord gives the warning and gives the help and gives the strength, it would be in vain. But here is then a message that should ask us a question. Is the Lord with us? Thank God we have confidence that when we put him centre in all things, then we can say whatever it is and whatever happens and whatever the circumstances, the Lord will be with me. Except the Lord. Without the Lord, it is vanity. But with him, we have all things, and it is most fruitful. Let's pray. Father, give us wisdom at these times. May we recenter the Lord in all parts of our life. Come amongst us, humble us under the mighty hand of God, and grant that when we put our hand to the plough, that we don't look back, and we see your hand in these days, drawing us closer to yourself. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.